Okay, so this is something I haven't done for a little while. First of all, I hope that you'll be able to hear me clearly enough. I'm using the microphone that's attached to my, the Apple earphone thingamawotsit. So I asked you guys if you had any questions that you wanted to ask me, because I haven't done a Q&A like this for quite a while. Probably a good few months, if not more. And I got sent quite a few interesting questions. I did get some through, like a private messaging as opposed to comments on the actual thread that I made. So I'm just going to answer the ones on the thread, just because it's easier and I don't have to flip back and forth between things. Let's get the show on the road. And before I start... most of these seem to be related to the current climate that we're all experiencing at the moment. So if that's not your thing, and if you don't want to listen to me talking about that, don't blame you, because I'm sick of hearing it too. So let's go on with this. So somebody going by the name of Suave Aficionado, that's a nice name, asked, how many days have you been staying at home so far? So the longest period of time that I've been home and haven't had to go out anywhere or go to work would be these past couple of days, which is about four. Because my job that I have currently is regarded as like an essential business, so we have to stay open. I work in a store that sells food. It's not a supermarket or a grocery store, but we sell food items, which thus deems us essential to stay open. I'm not super duper happy about it for a number of reasons. If I get too into it, I'll get myself upset, because I've been dealing with that quite a lot recently, so I don't want to dig all that back up. I try to stay home as much as possible, which for me personally isn't that difficult, because I'm very much a homebody anyway and I like being at home. There's plenty to occupy myself with, so in that regards, I'm A-okay. Are you happy about the timeliness and extent of measures your country has taken? Timeliness, no. We could have moved things into gear a lot sooner than we did. I think Boris Johnson is a complete blithering idiot, and his advisor, Dominic Cummings, is a goblin, an absolute hideous goblin. And this whole thing, this initial idea of them wanting us to all develop some kind of herd immunity was the most bizarre and ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life. In terms of the extent of measures the country's taken, it's very, very, very slowly actually starting to work and have some kind of effect. Do I think it could be a little bit more strict? Yes. Are the British people in general good about what's happening? Yes and no. There are still some complete fools that think the rules don't apply to them. And there's a massive culture of selfishness that makes me angry, but I won't get into that. Do you feel well prepared for the potential weeks ahead? Relatively so, yes. I mean, in terms of things to keep me busy, should I be at home as opposed to work? Got plenty to do. I'm still currently living with my parents because my fiancé's house is still being renovated and it's not yet in a state for me to move in. So, I'm quite comfortable at least being around some of my family. What is your main method of keeping yourself distracted / occupied? Art. 100% without a shadow of a doubt, my artwork. Every day that I'm not in work, or the days when I come back from work or before I go to work, I'll try and do something creative, because it keeps my mind ticking over and it gives me like a bit of a routine as well, which is really good. Because I think for those people who are at home but not working from home, if you see what I mean, it's hard to keep a routine going in the sense of normality. So I think if you, what I try to do is I get up in the morning, I'll have breakfast, I'll have a wash, I'll get myself dressed, and that kind of kicks me into gear of being like, okay, I'm ready for the day, let's do something. I mean, I'll have days where I stay in pyjamas, usually on the weekend, but, and I think that's perfectly acceptable, but I think if I stay in pyjamas all day, it just makes me want to have naps and be lazy and sit in front of the TV, which I don't really want to try to do. I want to keep myself, like, busy and occupied. So, yeah. Next question is, any newfound or rediscovered hobbies? None that I've acted upon yet. There are, like, projects and things I'd like to do. I'd quite like to get into sewing again. I want to have a go at maybe trying to make some clothes. I have a skirt that I need to alter because my fat ass won't fit inside it, because even though it's a skirt I bought off eBay by a brand in the UK called Cyberdog. They're very, like, well known for their kind of like futuristic, spacey looking clothing, lots of stuff that ravers would wear and alternative scene people would wear. And they did this skirt a few years ago that's not available on their website anymore, but I fell in love with it and could never get a hold of it for love nor money. And it's this like neon pink, yellow, blue, green tartan pattern. It's got these straps, it's very high-waisted, looks incredible. And just out of curiosity, I hunted eBay for it a little while ago and found one. Like one single UK seller was selling like this skirt, and it says size extra small. And I mean, I'm quite slim. I mean, I've put on a little bit of weight in the past year and a half, and I thought, oh, I might be able to get away with it. So it arrived the other day. This is such a long-winded answer to this reply, but whatever. It arrived the other day, and I opened it up and went to try it on, and I literally couldn't pull it over my hips, my bum. So, but I figured that if I just put a larger zip in it, I'll be able to open it further and then be able to slide it up, and hopefully it should fit me. It might be a little bit tight, so I might have to find a way of making it a bit wider by maybe putting in like another strap of fabric or something. So yeah, sewing is something that I need to get back into doing. Another question is, are your neighbours annoying you yet? No, we have fairly respectful neighbours. The neighbours to the right-hand side of us moved in just before Christmas. It's a married couple that are the same age as my parents. And the husband, he's quite like a friendly chap, but he's just a little bit, not eccentric, but he's very odd. And my parents don't really know what to make of him. They'll have like a chat over the garden fence and whatnot, but yeah, he's just a bit, I don't know, I find him a bit strange. But they're very quiet and they keep themselves to themselves for the most part. Last question is, most importantly, how big is your bog roll stash? Not as excessive as some people in the UK's must be, because there was a couple of weeks where trying to buy a toilet roll was just the hardest thing. The supermarkets were getting really hit ridiculously hard by people trying to buy toilet roll and pasta as well. But we had a fair bit of toilet roll anyway, and we still do, so we don't really, it's just myself, my mum and dad in this house. It's just three of us, so we don't really go through that much toilet roll anyway, so we're fine on that regard. So the next question is by Only 5 Cents. Here in the States, we are urged to stay home and avoid social contact and to shop only once a week. Is that the case by you? Pretty much, yeah. I mean, there was a week ago, I think a week ago today, actually, there was a sort of, I guess, a government broadcast from Boris Johnson, not saying directly that we're in lockdown, but everything applied that we are in a lockdown. And his sort of main points were one form of exercise a day, whether that be cycling, walking or running, going to the supermarket as infrequently as possible, so at least once a week, if not less if you can manage it, and to obviously keep the whole social distance thing. Where I work, we've had to put our own measures in to try and keep social distancing and keep the employees as safe as possible. So around where the like till cash register area is, we put this like tape sort of marking on the floor that people have to stand behind. So when I'm behind the desk and then the customers are stood behind this line, it gives you this nice like sort of two and a bit meter distance between us, and we try and get them to pay by card because we don't really want to take too much cash. We only allow two customers in a shop at any one time. I wear gloves. When I come home from work, I go straight into our downstairs bathroom and I take my work clothes off and I put them in a bag. They go straight into the washing machine. I go upstairs and I have a shower. So that's kind of become my routine now when I have to go to work, which, to be fair, was my routine anyway, because as soon as I come home from work, I get very dusty and I just feel a bit grim from carrying around boxes and unpacking things and shacking stalls all day. So, you know, got to keep yourself clean and fresh. The next lot of questions are kind of related not to anything that I've talked about so far, which is nice. I guess this is from, I think the user's name is Zero Zed. I hope I get that right. So I feel guilty asking the following questions, but I want your game to respond. And the questions are, you withdrew or at least scaled back from posting adult photos. Why? Interested in a more in-depth answer than you just got tired of it. I mean, I wish I had a more in-depth answer than I just got tired of it. But I mean, to be honest, that's the case. I think it's a combination of that and the ideas that I was having didn't seem as fresh. I felt like a lot of the stuff that I was posting was very recycled and I'd done it before, and just the drive to want to post really diminished. I don't really feel the need to show off anymore, really, to be honest with you. At the time, I got a real kick out of it. Like, at the time, I was like posting quite frequently, but I just don't get that same buzz anymore. So I think those are the main reasons why. How has that decision impacted you, both positively and negatively? It hasn't really. I don't feel it's impacted me in any way whatsoever. I don't regret the fact that I've ever posted, and I don't regret the fact that I've stopped posting, if that's what you mean. It is what it is, really, at the end of the day. What is one personal trait or opinion you have that might surprise us? I suppose opinion I have that might surprise most people is I really dislike David Tennant. I think he's a dickhead. I think his Doctor Who, which a lot of people seem to be a huge fan of, I can't stand. I think he's one of the worst actors ever. He's in interviews I find a bit obnoxious and irritating. And if that makes people dislike me for having such an opinion, then so be it. But that's just how I feel. So, yeah. Brexit, for or against? Against, 100%. Stay in the EU. I love the Europeans. I love the European Union. And, yeah, I'll say no more about it. Just because I'm not going to get into a big political thing, especially on here. The last question is from Impskin, which whenever I see that username, just makes me think of like Rumpelstiltskin. So if that's where you got it from, then that's cool. Anyway, I'm so tired, guys. Are you still keeping busy with art? Well, yes, because I've already mentioned the fact that that's one of the things that's keeping me going through these trying times we're all experiencing. I'm almost finished with one of my sketchbooks, which I'm quite happy about. I actually did an exhibition last month, which was really good. It's the first exhibition that I've done since graduating university. That was a really, really, really cool experience. I really enjoyed that. And I even sold a few pieces from it as well, which is really good. I still have a few that I'm trying to sell, because, you know, your girl needs a bit of extra cash money, especially now. that's it for the questions. I'm sorry that this probably sounds a bit, like, not up to my usual standard, a bit lackluster. I'm really sorry about that if you think I sound, like, bored or tired. I mean, I am tired. Dealing with everything that's going on at the moment is both mentally and emotionally and physically exhausting. So, I'm going to wrap this up. I hope you guys stay safe, be sensible, wash your hands, keep your distance, and yeah. See you again sometime. Bye-bye.